repeater, there's no joy. It's just a tremendous amount of static. This is N0TR.
Zero TR, KB4CBA.
Go ahead and mute that TV. Good morning, Dave. I'm just sitting here talking to the chicken man via text, and we're done.
I use some more chicken.
Sure, we had him ordered for a little while. Getting some speckled Sussex.
Better you than me. I just don't care anything about that, but I'm glad you do.
We enjoy them. It's just a hobby, Dave. It's not a have to. You don't sound the best in the world this morning. You're not coming down sick again, are you?
I have a little nasal congestion, and it's really getting annoying because it's not getting any better. I don't know what's going on.
The best thing I ever used in my life, and I used to have tremendous problems with that, is something called Nasacort, N-A-S-A-C-O-R-T. And Wally World has the generic equivalent of it in their Equate brand. You take one snort of it in the morning and each nostril, and one snort in the evening each nostril. And nothing else in my long life has ever worked like that worked. And my doctor down at the VA said there wasn't nothing like it, that it was the best. And I've heard about all these other ones and everything, but I got to tell you, she's absolutely right.
I've heard of Nasacort, so I may have to give it a try. I think I've used Nasonex. I think that's what it was called. But anyway, it's just, I just need to figure out what I need to do, and,
and said there was a 48% increase in the COVID cases after Thanksgiving this year. So, wow, if that's the case, I didn't read the rest of the article. I wonder what happened after Christmas.
Well, you know, with families getting together and, you know, and in their homes and the closest together, you know, it just puts you at a much higher risk because usually you're, you know, you're in a, when you go out, you're in a store, you're wearing a mask, you're not around, you're not close to anybody. And that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not going away. So, you know, we might as well just get used to it.
Can't wait till we get our shots. And then there's variants out there. Well, I think if I was you, this sweating and getting cold and sweating and getting cold and out there playing tennis as much as you love it means it's being canceled, some might be a good thing for you to stand down for a little while.
Well, it's very depressing because I'm fighting to get out there and smack that thing. So anyway, I'll try to find something to do. I vacuumed the house today, and we got a couple of old vacuum cleaners, and I cleaned them up, and they still work. They work fairly well. They're just not as good as the one we bought, and we're going to try to sell those, and so I've been, you know, cleaning them up and you know, making sure they're working up the par and everything. So I got the whole house vacuumed, so when my wife comes home, I hope she's excited when she sees I vacuumed the entire house.
Well, that was nice of you. Yeah, we got a pretty good vacuum. And, you know, one of the tips I got from an HVAC guy here a while back from Carolina Heating and Air was, of course, to keep your filters clean in your HVAC. And then we had that phenomenal air put in that kills viruses on contact. And I think it's just merely UV incentered. It's in the airflow in your HVAC system. And the other thing is, he said, Tom, I would run the variable speed fan on continuous fan and just leave it on. He said it might add $2, $3, $4, $5 to your electric bill in a month, but he says they're variable speed drive or variable frequency, and they just take a minimal amount of current. And you know, since we started doing that, the dust particles in that, we don't open the house very often because Bernice got allergies, and it's just incredible to the degree that it captured much more dust in the filters, and we buy good filters over at Costco's, than it did before. And the times that you have to dust the furniture and that was cut down immensely, so I just leave it run continuously.
KB4CBA. Well, I might just give that a try. You know, it's not a bad idea. For sure. I think we have those, I forget what they're called, but it's a rather expensive filter, but it's supposed to filter out finer particles than the and just the regular ones. I don't buy the El Cheapos. And we even have filters in each vent. So, yeah, that kind of helps filter the air that's coming out of the vent. So anyway, and we have gas heat, which I really like. And of course, my wife, she doesn't even like to turn the heat on. I got up, it was 60 degrees in my house, and I turned the heat up to 62, so it would come on, and she goes, What are you doing? Why are you turning the heat up? I said, 'cause I'm freezing, that's why.
Oh, boy. We wouldn't get along with her at all, but I'm telling you, I think I'd have to put my foot down there. My neighbor's the same way, though. Tim, he can stand the cold a lot. He'll go out fishing when it's 30, 35 degrees down on Hartwell. And he's nuts. But right now it's 52 outside, and I don't know what it is in here. But at night, and Bernice and I agree on this, I put the heat on 73, and during the day it's on 71. I realize that's high, but you got to realize my lung on the left side is attached to my rib cage, and if it gets the least bit cold, and they broke ribs and that when they done it, I have arthritis in there. If it's 62, I'd be doubled over. She used to make me pads to wear on my left side just because I worked in maintenance and had to go outside, and that big machine shop was really cold. So you know what? We're retired now, and we keep it warm, by golly.
I mean, yeah, I don't really care. I mean, I don't have to have it 70, but I do like it a lot warmer in the house. So I just wear a jacket in the house, and sometimes at night I even use a blanket sitting on the couch. But the funny thing is, she likes it cold in the summer too, so I'm freezing to death in the summer. So it's you know, I can't win either way. But I told her, I said, well, you know, we can't turn the heat down below 62 if it's going to get below freezing, because the pipes will freeze. Our house is on a slab, but we've got, well, let's see, at least, well, we got two outside faucets. I got them covered, but, and then I've got one set of pipes going to the shower in our bathroom that are on the outside wall. So, you know, I told her, I said, we just can't drop below 62.
Well, it seems to me like you, being a mechanic, will understand this. I think you married an Edsel, and you need to trade her in on a Cadillac.
I'd be glad she's not hearing this. She probably wants your address come there and whop you upside the head. I'm kidding. Oh, me. Well, you know, I can put up with some things, and I mean, we've been married 41 years, and you know, we both have changed over that period of time. My goodness, a lot of water under the bridge. We've had our ups and downs.
You're shriveling up because of the cold. And I'm afraid if she'd have heard that, I'd be taking my teeth home in a doggy bag. And Bernice even laughed over there at that. Well, Dave, I'll tell you how to save a lot of money. You go down to Lowe's and you buy one of the best humidifier that you can buy, and all I'd say it will probably cost you around $200, and you'll feel a whole lot warmer at that same temperature if you get that humidity up near 50% in your house. And I'll tell you, the last few days it's been like Las Vegas around here. Now today it's not, of course, because we had an inch and a half of rain, but right now I got 42% humidity here in the kitchen, and that's hard to maintain because Bernice is always baking something. But it's better for your health. You'll feel better, your congestion will go away, and it's about the best thing you can do. And you need to buy a little bottle of this stuff that keeps the green stuff out of the water, and run that humidifier. And about the only maintenance you ever have to do is to buy filters for it now and then, and Lowe's has those, or Amazon has them, and then put I think it's a cap full of that bacteria stuff in the water whenever you refill it. And you'd be amazed how fast two buckets of water in that thing will disappear.
That's interesting. I didn't realize you could do that. Well, another thing that's frustrating is we have a real nice gas fireplace with, as if you even got a blower, and man, that thing, it'll run you out of the living room. I mean, it's got a cathedral ceiling too. It's got a high ceiling, but that fireplace will pretty much heat the house if power goes out. And but she doesn't like to, she doesn't want me to light it because she doesn't like the smell.
Am I gas logs or wood logs?
It's gas. She just doesn't like what did she call it? Kind of musty smell, I think is the word she used. And so I just can't win for losing.
Dave, think Cadillac.
Well, I've got a heater, electric heater right next to my couch, so I turn that on, and, you know, so I'm, you know, I'm going to stay warm one way or the other. And I got a heater in here, too. It's a real nice one. My parents bought it, and they bought several of them. And, boy, it puts out a lot of heat, and works very well. And, in fact, the lights dim when I turn it on. So, but I've got it here in the room with my ham radio equipment, so I can close the door and turn that thing on and be as nice and warm and cozy as I want to. I've been spending a lot of time on the radio, on HF and that kind of stuff.
All of that advertising hype you see about these portable infrared heaters and yada, 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 I won't go on and on. It's just that. When you look at the box, you read the wattage, and you divide watts by voltage, and almost every one of them will draw 12 to 15 or 16 amps. So that's a whole lot worse than running your HVA system to raise it up a little bit, but I know you got to get along with the War Department. But no matter what they tell you, the bottom line is you're paying 11 cents for 1,000 watts of power, and those things are drawing 12 to 15 amps. And you take your volts times amps, it'll give you your watts, so you're probably running 1,500 watts. That's 1.5 kilowatts an hour. So you're about 15 to 20 cents an hour to run that. Don't seem like much unless you run it very long. You probably don't. But all the hype I see on those things, and these ones made by the Amish, and all, bottom line, wattage, Dave.
Plugging in and out,
it'll black and break right there at the male plug or the female plug, because that's the only place it ever gets moved. And some of them get moved a lot, some of them don't. But you can always check those by hooking an ohmmeter up on them and then shaking that cord up and down right there at that plug. And that's where it'll break, or it'll break at the strain relief where it goes into the heater. And when it starts to break down and the strands get less and less, it gets hotter and hotter. So all my kids call me Mr. Safety. I like to think that that's a good thing, but I overdo it. And, you know, we all make mistakes, even me. Well, Dave, you have a good day. You take care of yourself. Get that humidifier, and you'll be truly amazed. My kids resisted it for years, and now they run one all the time. And their house has a big ceiling. I mean, it's tall. And it really helped with the kids and their sinuses and that. And it does mine. I can't hardly lift the buckets to go fill it, but Bernice helps me out on that. Take care. I hope you get to feeling better and stay safe. This is NZERO TR Clear.